Alex, how's your week been and your weekend?
It's been good.
I mean, I didn't think for a minute then.
I mean, he's going to say holiday, weren't he?
Have you had any holidays?
No, I have not. Yeah, my week's been good. I've got a bit of a cold, so I might be sniffing a lot. I do apologise.
That's all right.
Sound a bit nasally. Smelly cat, can't I? Smelly cat.
I don't know.
My friends, how was your week been?
It's been quite nice to be there, nice and chilled. Didn't really do a lot.
Yeah.
And I looked after my nieces and nephews. That was amazing.
Oh, lovely.
I do it all the time. They're brilliant.
How old are they?
One of them's in year one.
Oh, they're tiny.
I think he's year one, I think. One of them's in reception. And the other one's young.
Children are just like tiny drunk comedians, aren't they?
That is true. I feel so blessed to be their uncle.
Yeah.
They are brilliant.
Oh, that's so sweet.
They're amazing.
Yeah. I used to work with kids and it was hilarious. They say the funniest things and they do the funniest things.
They're brilliant.
Yeah. Oh.
There's three of them that they are amazing. I'm not going to tell their names, just
They're siblings, so they're all from the same family.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell their names because...
Don't want it. He needs some privacy, guys.
Yes. I know I'm a celebrity now. Helping hands, but, you know, I need privacy. So does Alex, to be fair. She's a celebrity as well.
I'm very anonymous, I am.
Yeah. No, but you're a celebrity due to this.
Yeah. Do you think?
Yeah.
We'll have to get some, like, professional headshots done and print them up and we can sign them for people.
A fiver, sir. Yeah.
We could do it. If we do it on the green screen, we can put whatever we want behind us.
Yes, let's do that. I know you was joking, but let's do that. Let's do that.
Okay, we can do that, yeah.
100%. As soon as we finish.
Yes. And hopefully people will want them. We can put them out front in reception.
Yes.
It'd be like meet and greet.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll probably be good to get for the show at the end of the year.
Have we
talked about that on here yet?
I don't think so.
So we do an end of year show with our drama group, and they usually put on a pantomime. This year we've got the Key Theatre.
I can't wait.
And Chase is going to be doing some of his stand up in the intermission.
So if you're coming along, please enjoy and be good.
Yeah. I was checking yesterday because I need to get some tickets. And I'm going to get some tickets for all my friends as well.
Oh, good. Yeah. Are they comedy lovers?
Oh, yeah. All my friends love comedy. And I'm going to... my boyfriend loves stand-up as well. He'll come and have a watch as well.
Good.
So, yeah, that should be great. The tickets are on the Key Theatre website. And I think it's called A World of Pure Imagination. I think that's what the show's called.
It's a mixture of all different pantomimes, what's been in the past. Yeah, it's just going to be fun.
It's going to be great. The one last year was absolutely amazing, and this one's just going to be bigger and better as well.
Sadly, I missed that one.
It's on YouTube. You can watch it, yeah.
How long is it, like?
About 40 minutes.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, with an intermission. But yeah, it's going to be great. I love them. I'm just having a quick drink, sorry.
Yeah, and it's always been my dream to perform at the QPR. I'm not just saying that. It generally has.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I'm excited, but I'm nervous that I'm going to fail. I'm not.
So I think we need to set up like a practice, don't we?
Yeah.
Like maybe next time when we do like not necessarily a talent show, but maybe if we do like an off time back deal table day, we could have like Chase in the theatre.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, and people can come and have a watch, and you can just get used to being in front of an audience.
That would help. That would help.
Okay, I'll have it. Beth's doing that now, so we'll talk to Beth and see if she can.
Oh, okay.
She can fit that in at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do as well in the summer. I don't know what day it's going to be on, but we do like a little mini festival over at Wisbeach.
Oh, nice.
And they often do some little performances as well.
Oh, nice.
And that would be a whole new audience as well.
Yeah. So. Like warm-up gigs, if you like.
Yeah.
Because every comedian does them.
Yeah. You got. I think when you're doing stand-up, you got to start small, isn't you, and work your way up. Yeah. And
I've got 2 pages of jokes that I'm planning to tell, but if they work, they work, and if they don't, I'm just not doing them.
Well, yeah, so you need to practice on it.
Yeah. See, in my head they work because I wrote them and I think they're funny, but again, you can't please everybody. And
well, sometimes it's like comedy timing, isn't it? So if you practice them, you might be like, oh, that doesn't work there, but it might work here.
Yeah.
And you can figure out the timings, because I think that's like some, like there was, what was I watching? There was something and some guy was doing karaoke, but he just did the tequila song. So he just like stood there and obviously everybody's waiting because everyone knows what's coming and they're like, why would he choose this song? And then he's just like, tequila.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, maybe like Britain's Got Talent or something.
Yeah, I saw that. He had a screen and it was loading, wasn't it? Mm. And every time it came on, he said, tequila.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can get some practices in. I have a question for you today.
Okay, nice. Shoot.
Which one we chose. Oh, we're talk about favourite like comedy talk show hosts.
See, I'm going to have to go with Jonathan Ross.
Oh, he was one that came to mind. What do you like about Jonathan Ross? I don't know if I like Jonathan Ross. I don't think I've seen enough of him.
I don't know. I've just always liked his Jonathan Ross show. Just always liked that. I've just always thought he's a good interviewer and all that. And he's funny as well.
Yeah.
And he don't let the fact that he can't talk properly, like, stop him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he kind of makes it part of his shtick, doesn't he?
And to me, as an autistic person, that's encouraging and inspirational that he don't let his problems stop him. And that's why I've just continued with my comedy and stuff. No matter what people have said, I'm just doing me.
Yeah, that's great.
So
he's a role model.
The haters going to hate, but I'm not going to listen.
Oh, no one's going to hate.
Well.
They better not anyway.
I'll get you on him. Mm-hmm. My little bodyguard.
I am like a little goblin. Oh, I want a security jacket now.
Oh mate, just follow
Chase's security.
Just follow me around the helping hands.
Yeah, I can do that. I can look intimidating. I'm like 5 foot, but I can do that.
How much do you want to get paid?
Starbucks coffee will do.
5 at a time.
Exactly. So expensive. But you know, I love a like ridiculously named coffee. I'm like, yes, that is mine straight away. I will have a skinny fat macchiato with cold foam and sprinkles and pistachios.
Guess what I have? Black tea.
I was going to say, that is going to be something. Oh, no. I love a fancy coffee, even if it does cost me like an arm and a leg.
Oh, no, that costs too sickly, that does.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Especially got IBS.
Sorry, guys.
Bit of the ibs going on. Ibs.
Bit of the ibs. Bit of the ibs.
Welcome to the Chase Wood Show, and we're talking about the ibs. Actually, Chase and Alex Show.
No, it's Chase Wood.
No.
I'm the co-host.
Well, yeah, so it's Chase and Alex, yeah.
No. Anyway, I want to be called Big Al.
I like Big Al. Like Al Capone.
Yeah.
Like a scar on your face.
Exactly. I tried to get everyone to call me it, but it didn't stick.
What, Scarface?
No, Big Al. I mean, I wouldn't mind Scarface. I could do a scar.
So I had an autistic moment then. Don't write in because you won't answer.
No, I will. Can I tell you my favourite joke, Chase?
Okay, yeah, cool. Shoot.
What do you call a chicken looking at a lettuce?
I don't know.
Chicken Caesar salad.
Oh my God.
It's the only joke I can remember by heart, and I tell it to everybody. And I think it's so funny. Nobody else does.
That's cool. That's cool.
It's my favourite joke.
I'll leave that to you to use.
You can have it for free. I won't charge you for that one, Chase.
A fiver.
Coffee. Yeah, I'll have a coffee. I've got a pun. Why did a Dell cross the road?
I don't know.
To say hello from the other side.
I like that. I tried calling her. But there's no one there, so I went, hello, it's me. So, no, I left her a voicemail and I went, hello, It's me. Can you hear me?
Did you call back and be like, I'm on the other side?
Yes.
That is twice I have sang today.
And the lucky viewers got to listen to it here.
Yeah, it's because I've got my cold. I can sing now.
You can sing anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Big yourself up.
No, I joined the choir at school when they asked me to mime, so...
Are you being serious or is that a joke?
No, I'm being serious. It's my mum's favourite story to tell. Like, literally tell absolutely everybody. Like, we're in the supermarket. She was like, she joined the choir and they asked her to mime.
Can I make a joke about that at the Hannah show?
Of course you can. Yeah.
But I won't involve you. I'll make it a different character.
No, you can involve me. It's fine. It's true.
It can be audience participation. Be like, what did you want to be? And you can say, oh, I want to be a singer. I'd join a choir. And he asked me to mime or fun, whatever you said. That's because I can't sing.
Yeah.
So we can do that for a bit of audience participation.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to do that, yeah. It was like 20 years ago. I am over it now.
Do you need therapy? £5 a month could send Alex to therapy.
Yeah, so I can go for my dreams of being a singer. No, I just look at like the Arctic Monkeys. He can't sing. And they're like one of the biggest bands in the world.
Well, yeah, most of the singers nowadays are rubbish.
Yeah. So I can sing. It's auto-tune.
Everyone can sing.
Like, put me through auto-tune, I'll sound like Britney Spears.
Free Britney.
She's free now.
She,
yeah. Yeah.
I thought she was older.
Yeah, no, she was free. But I don't know if it was a good idea, to be fair. Well, I've got one knock-knock joke as well.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you some ridiculous world records and I want you to do some guessing. Let me see. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch who?
Stopwatch you're doing and open the door.
Oh my God.
That's a good one.
It is.
Okay.
If you've got time. I'm going to shut the door again.
I've got one more. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who, who?
Wait, is there an owl in here?
Oh, my God.
You couldn't see that bit. Chase just gave me the biggest eye roll ever.
Have you seen that TikTok trend where people go, they say you sound like an owl, and then they go, who? It's all over TikTok. Yeah.
Is that the one when they like... Someone's an owl and they're like, who? And then they're like, it's you.
No, I'll show you after
okay,
the podcast.
Okay, yeah, show me. Okay, so I have some of the world's weirdest... What are they... Or world records.
See, my opinion, Elvis would be one. Talking about records, it's a joke.
Oh.
Biggest records.
Biggest records.
Yes.
So this one...
Sorry about that, bad joke, everyone. I'm all shook up.
The world record.
I gave myself a fever. I got my blue suede shoes on.
He literally almost just said he's wearing blue suede shoes. Take him to jail.
Jay Harsh Rock.
Okay. So this is the record.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
For the longest stand-up comedy show. By an individual, so I thought this one might interest us. Do you know how long he did stand up for?
If I'm thinking of the person I think it might be.
So you might already know.
About 3-4 hours.
Much longer.
Five?
It's an American man.
Oh, they can talk for decades, they can.
Yeah. It was 40 hours and 8 minutes.
What? What, live on stage?
Yeah, telling jokes. The longest stand-up comedy show. And he's called The Midnight Swinger, a.k.a. David Scott.
Oh, my God.
I know.
The Midnight Swinger.
The Midnight, yeah. And I've never heard of him. He did it in 2013. So it's quite a recent one as well.
No, I've never heard of him.
Maybe we should do that to raise money. Longest, like, stand-up. See how long Chase can do it for.
All right, yeah.
Just telling joke after joke.
Live stream it on TikTok. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got another one for you.
Chase Wood, follow me on TikTok.
Here we go. Yes. Flip that in. Follow him on all the socials.
Kiss FM. I don't have a clue what I'm... But yeah, right.
Okay, heaviest train to be pulled with a beard.
What?
So someone has tied their beard to a train.
Yeah.
And then they've pulled it. And what is the heaviest train that someone can pull with a beard?
Bloody hell, that's mental. That is crazy.
It was someone from Spain, Ismael Rivas Falcon of Spain, pulled a train with his beard. The train was weighed 2,753.1 kilograms.
Bloody hell.
Which is over 6,000 pounds. And he pulled it over a distance of 10 metres.
Bloody hell.
Which is 32.8 feet. So that's like six of me.
Good on you, whoever done it.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
How do you train for that? How do you like realize that this is what I want to do? I want to pull trains with my beard.
I mean, it hurts enough pulling the hair out of your nose.
Yeah, but how do you just figure that out? Like, that's what I'm gonna do. This is my life.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Would you pull one with yours?
From what I've got.
What do you think the heaviest thing you could pull with your beard?
A toy car.
We get a toy train.
Train myself to do it.
We could just get a drum sound.
That is true.
We do have a clap sound that we never use.
What one is it?
This one.
Are you sure it's not working?
Oh, wait, oh no, I need to turn it up.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
I was going to say something, but...
He's holding his hands up.
Moving on.
Well, that's all the fun trivia I've got for this week.
Thank you for that information. I don't know why I'm talking posh, but honestly, thank you. Without you, this show would be a mess.
That's not true.
It is.
It's not true.
Why are we talking like Londoners?
I don't know.
Apple and pears.
What were we talking about earlier? But imagining Amy Winehouse with a Scottish accent.
Oh yeah. You thought that would make me go, Daddy. And the bathroom.
No.
I like how she went from a bloke to a woman.
I like how you turned into a bloke.
Billy Connolly inspired.
Oh, I love Billy Connolly. Oh, we've not talked about him.
Oh, like, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. Big up, Billy.
He's great. He's not well, though, is he?
No, he's got Parkinson's, bless him.
Yeah. That was my coffee cup. That was
it wasn't. She's lying. The walls are gone green in the studio now. By the end of the day, there's not going to be no paint on the walls.
Feeling.
It's melting my face.
No, if it was me, your eyebrows would be melting off. It's my coffee cup.
Alopecia. No, I'm just... Sorry. For people who've got that.
Okay.
Cut.
Well, we're at 20 minutes now, so it's probably a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah, cool. You got any wrapping paper?
Actually, I need to buy some. Thank you for reminding me.
It's not Christmas for another couple of months.
It's my brother's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you, brother. What are you getting him? Does he listen to a podcast?
He doesn't, but maybe I'll tell him to. Got him an Atari game thing. He loves gaming.
Oh, so nice.
I'm like one of those, you know these ones that's like a new one, but it's got all the old games in it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's got like the old, like, controllers and stuff.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah.
I'm like an Atari console.
Is it like a box thing and then it's like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that. They look cool.
He loves that kind of stuff, so got him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to Alex's brother.
Happy birthday, Perry.
Happy birthday, mate. Have a good one.
Well, now I definitely have to make him
yeah.
be like, I did a shout out to you on a podcast.
Yeah, no one watches it, but in fact, they don't listen to
it. Yes, they do. I mean, I never check, so.
Neither do I.
Maybe we should have a look.
I don't listen to any of these, honestly. I don't like my own voice.
Oh, it's fine. I've listened to a couple. They're actually really good.
Good.
I enjoy them.
What would you mark them? Score them?
I would say like a 7 out of 10 because I don't want to seem too egotistical.
You can't even say it, love.
Yeah. I think for first timers, we're really good.
We are, to be fair. Yeah. We'll be worldwide going on tour.
Well, maybe.
Alex, you'll be in my security.
Yeah. I'm going to wait for that jacket. Well, we can make them over in Sunshine Enterprise.
Yeah, it's like a jumper.
Yeah.
Woody Security.
Yeah, oh, I like that.
What? Yeah, you can escort me onto my gig. Like, walk me onto stage. Just imagine.
Again, you can't see it, but Chase has an impression of me walking.
It's just me with a bad back. Oh, did you hear that click?
No.
Yeah, it just clicked, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll leave it there.
Cool.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Well, we'll hear you.
Yeah. You'll hear us next week.
Yeah. With my big mouth. Yeah.
All right, see you later, guys.
All right, see you later. Have a good one.